Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Startopia Radio.
Good morning. I'm Michael Lauer here on Startopia Radio. We've got a very special guest with us today. She's the Lone Ranger on today's show. It's Allison Eamon, Executive Director with Adventure Atlanta. It's Venture Atlanta, correct?
Correct.
I said adventure. I don't know why. Maybe because it's such an adventurous morning getting through traffic this morning.
It definitely was.
So, Allison, tell me a little bit about Venture Atlanta.
So, Venture Atlanta is a conference for technology companies that connects companies with sources of capital. And we've been holding Venture Atlanta since 2008. And we're gearing up for our 2014 conference, October 21st and 22nd.
And the conference is going to be where?
It's at the Georgia Aquarium.
Okay. And what kind of attendees come to this conference? Do you have just people, just startups or venture capitalists, or what's the mix?
It's actually an awesome mix. Last year we had close to almost 800 people, so we're
that's
definitely
that's nice.
We're pushing the fish tanks. But basically, it's entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, or really any source of money. So angel investors, investment bankers, lawyers, service providers, university folks, from Georgia Tech and Kennesaw State, and anyone interested in entrepreneurship, and really anyone that helps companies grow. So it's a really healthy mix of people, and we kind of tout it as kind of the who's who in the technology community. You know, it's a $500 ticket at regular price. Early bird is $450. So, basically it's real key to, have the right people in the room.
And what's the name of the conference?
Venture Atlanta.
Venture Atlanta. It's a Venture Atlanta conference. Mm-hmm. Is it like a trade show where people have booths and come by, or is it more just like a meet and greet mingle?
It's actually a little bit of both. There's booths for the sponsors.
Right.
And then it's a pitching of the technology company. So they get 6 minutes on stage, and we usually pick 30 companies to pitch. And then it's a mix of keynote speakers, panels, cocktail parties, breakfasts, VIP dinners with the investors and the entrepreneurs. So it basically kicks off at about 11 on Tuesday and goes till about 3 o'clock on the next day.
So. Okay, cool. So you bridge a couple of days there. You said 21st and 22nd.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So is it $500 for everybody, whether you're a venture capitalist or you are someone looking for investment? Is it?
No,
is it
we offer. I mean, there's different discounts through local, partners in town that we work with, like TAG and the Metro Atlanta Chamber and the CEO Council, who are actually the founding partners of Venture Atlanta. Members of those organizations get a significantly cheaper price. It's actually $200 less, and startups actually get half price tickets.
So. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
and So how do you determine who gets to get on stage and pitch their...
We actually have a selection process. So we basically have a phenomenal vetting committee, our selection committee, that's made up of venture capitalists, angel investors, attorneys, accountants, anyone that works with startups like Morris Manning and DLA Piper and Cherry Becker and Silicon Valley Bank, people like that. And then basically the company submits a 2-page executive summary and an application, and we go through everything, and we pick those that we feel like are the best to represent Georgia on stage.
So what can a startup do to make sure or up their chances of getting selected to get on stage? What are some of those criteria?
They basically, if you've got customers and you've got some revenue, you're in much better shape than if you don't.
So if you can prove that it works.
Yeah.
you
and we're not, we actually take a mix of companies, so they're early stage to later stage. Absolutely want companies that have proven themselves, but they can be very early on in the process. But then we also want the growth stage companies that are looking for $10 million. So we want a really nice mix of companies, because that's what our investment audience wants. We're not going to put a company on there that's, I have an idea and they want to test it out on the audience. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
They actually have to have, a beta version of something that's working. And, if you've got some customers and some revenue, while those are not required at all, those are favorably looked at, because then, like you said, then it's proven, which is nice.
Right.
And but we do get a real nice mix of companies that, it could be a serial entrepreneur that's done, they're on their fourth company, and we see that, this is a great entrepreneur that's got their next big thing and it's new, but we might put them on stage just because they're a great entrepreneur and they know what they're doing.
They got their street cred, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So how many years have you been doing this conference?
I've been doing it since I was hired in 2007. So before it began. So
So it has not been going on since 2007.
No, I was hired in 2007. Right. The conference started in 2008.
Okay.
But actually, you know, Venture Atlanta came as a sort of combination after the Ion Venture Forum that came from 2002 to 2007. And then basically the CEO Council and the Chamber and TAG came together and said, we want to build a bigger venture conference.
Do you guys work at all with Tech Square Ventures?
Yeah, Blake Patton is on
the
board.
Yeah, I've had Blake a couple times. Yeah, he's a great guy. I didn't know what the synergy was. I don't know if you guys competed or what.
No. He's an investor.
Okay, so he's someone that would come in and invest in some.
Yeah,
okay.
And so he was over at ATDC for a long time. He's a great guy, and he's actually sits on our board.
Yeah, he is a great guy. So you've been with Venture Atlanta since 2007. How have you seen the startup community and kind of that economy evolve in the past few years?
It's been enormous. I mean, in 2007, there was TAG, there was the Chamber, there was the CEO Council, and there were some events going on in town, but nothing like it is now. Now you've got, TIE, the Indus Entrepreneurs, is a phenomenal group. You've got, Startup Atlanta and Startup Riot and Startup Chicks and Startup Drinks and, at the MIT Enterprise Forum. And, what's nice is all our groups really try to work together. So, typically when if I let everyone know, hey, FYI, Venture Atlanta is October 21st and 22nd, the MIT Enterprise Forum and TIE and Startup Chicks are not going to also have events that day, because we try to make sure the community doesn't get pulled in different
directions. You want everybody in one place at once kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's just, there's so many more opportunities for startups. So, whether it be, there's something called the Startup Gauntlet or there's pitch camps or really huge things that I forgot were Hypopotamus and Atlanta Tech Village. I mean, obviously, they've got education going on constantly. So, there's and ATDC. There's so many places that, a startup can go to get educated, to perhaps pitch at different events, and then hopefully all those things lead them to get on stage at Venture Atlanta.
Now, Venture Atlanta isn't the only thing that the conference is the only thing that you guys do. What are some of the things that you offer for startups?
So basically, we continue to try to keep ourselves in front of everyone year round. So we have a phenomenal weekly blog that, we'd love everyone to look at. We've got a monthly newsletter that you can go on our website to subscribe to. And we also offer a bi-monthly update where basically twice a month we'll give you a real quick snapshot of what's happening in the startup community. And, interestingly, the numbers on that piece, the real quick update are huge. I mean, the open rates are exorbitant. So, I mean, it's really exciting that people have that interest in the community. We also, this year, for the first time, partnered on the TAG business launch. And we have put in money to offer part of the prize money to the person that wins. So that's exciting. And the finale of that event is actually May 5th. So, we'd love everyone to go to tagonline.org and sign up for that. And then we also helped host the ATDC Fast Pitch competition and did some coaching for that. So, we're trying for Venture Atlanta to be relevant and to be top of mind year round.
So I find that when I have a startup in here, I'm talking to someone who's starting a company. It's a huge energy. It's exciting and it's fun and it's energizing to be around. What are some of the most energizing experiences you've had working with Venture Atlanta?
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
It's got to be cool working with people all the time that are just fired up about what they do, right?
It really is. Some of the times what's funny is they'll tell me about so perfect example. So the TAG business launch, we did this meet and greet and every company that applied got to, talk to people about what they were doing. And I wasn't even a judge for the event, but everyone knew Venture Atlanta was co-hosting and everything. And so they introduced me and I kind of raised my hand. I said, here I am. And I had a line of all these entrepreneurs coming up to talk to me. And it was hilarious. I mean, some of them were just like, and I've got this idea for this game that's going to be the best game in the world. I'm like, why? Why is that going to be such a great game? Or I've got this, or, someone came up to a group I was with a brochure and he said, and he looked at me and he goes, oh, you're not a judge? And then he walked away. He was like, apparently you don't count. I mean, it was just so funny. But
yeah, there's all kinds of stupid. There's all kinds of smart, I guess, right?
Oh, no. I mean, like, he wasn't stupid because he wasn't wasting his time on someone that right. wasn't going to do anything. I thought he was fine. But I do love the ideas and going to meetings. And I get, you know, I definitely get pumped up when I hear the pitches. I love going to Startup Chicks used to do a graduation event. And actually a pitch event in January. And I always left there just so excited at, you know, hearing these awesome ideas that these, you know, women had, because I've never been an entrepreneur. So I thought, you know, I've kind of been an entrepreneur with Venture Atlanta, but I've never, you know, started a technology company. I don't know how right. to code. I don't know how to do any of that. But, you know, so the passion that they have and the fact that, you know, listening to stories, you know, one of my favorite stories is how, you know, Tom Noonan raised the money to start ISS, and he said he had 27 credit cards maxed out and went to John Imlay, and you know, he tells the story a lot at different events, and it's inspiring because, you know, I don't know that I would have the guts to do like some of the things the entrepreneurs do.
Well, it's cool. I was working on a project actually for Samuel Adams once, and I was doing watching a bunch of his interviews, and it's cool to see how he couldn't get loans, he couldn't get all these things that he needed to get his business up and running, and now he's huge,
right?
Right? And now he just got $1 billion net worth, right? And so it's incredible how even he had a problem starting up.
Oh yeah, and there's a lot of times that, you know, I'll meet with an entrepreneur and they're like, you know, they have to have tough skin because sometimes, you know, an investor will say no to them 50 times. I mean, and see, I'm the kind of person I would have gone, okay, apparently it's not a good idea. Like, right. I don't know that I could keep going and have the tenacity like they do. But, you know, you do, because like even with Venture Atlanta, I mean, when we started it in 2008, the day after the conference was the day the stock market went down 750 points. And
wow.
I remember going, well, I guess my job is gone. And that was really fun. I liked it for the last year. And we didn't, you know, we figured out ways and things we needed to do to keep it going. And, you know, looked at the budget and said, all right, if, you know, what can we do to keep this thing going? And we did fine. You know, thank God we've had, like I said, phenomenal support from, you know, the entire Georgia community and phenomenal sponsors. So
tell me a little about you and your background before Venture Atlanta. What's kind of your story?
So mine's boring. I was in the mortgage industry, so banking, financial services, mortgage industry for, you know, since really I graduated from college. And basically I worked at a, I guess you could say a startup, a mortgage company called South Star Funding. And, I went there in 1998. And when we started, we had 8 employees. And so, you know, I basically was employee number 8 and helped build the company to a nationwide brand, was the head of marketing. We had 30 offices across the country and 800 people after 9.5 years. And then when the bubble burst, the company went under. So, and then I sort of, Venture Atlanta sort of fell in my lap. So,
and did you, was this mortgage company your first job or?
No. It was like, actually, it was only my second or third job. Yeah.
It's not bad. Mm-hmm. So you got a huge opportunity there, and I guess that gave you the experiences you transferred mm-hmm. over to Venture Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is the biggest impact Venture Atlanta has on the startup community?
I think just the awareness it brings to outside investors from across the country that, you know, Atlanta's a great place to put your money. So basically, you know, we've got some wonderful venture capital firms here, Nora Mosley Partners and Tech Operators and TTV Capital and Fulcrum Equity Partners, but we don't have enough. I mean, you know, Tech Square, you know, Blake Patton's and, you know, several other smaller funds, but we don't have, you know, like when you walk around Palo Alto or, you know, Santa Ana, you know, out in Silicon Valley and it's, you know, there's that many funds in one corner of a building, you know, so it's harder for our companies, but, you know, we need to continue to show investors that Atlanta is a great place for them to put their money. You know, it's the airport, they can get in and out of here pretty much from anywhere in a day. You know, I mean,
it's the busiest airport in the world.
I mean, we have people that come to the conference from Canada and, you know, tons from the Valley. And they're like, you know, it's easy to get here. So, you know, last year, what was very exciting is, you know, we continued to show that impact. We had we almost doubled the number of funds that came in from 2012 to 2013. And, you know, in a time over the last couple of years when there's been a huge consolidation in the number of venture capital funds, that's huge. I mean, we doubled our number. I mean,
yeah.
That's huge.
It's amazing, no matter what the number is. I mean, especially when you're doing as much as you guys are doing, that's incredible. So I find, and what I've learned from a lot of, especially in the technology world of startups, it's really hard for them to get investment in Atlanta as opposed to somewhere, especially on the West Coast. Speak to that a little bit and maybe why those challenges exist and how it is changing, but maybe more slowly than it should.
Well, I mean, it's basically what I just said. I mean, there's just not enough here. You know, what's great is, you know, another group that's become so impactful is the Atlanta Technology Angels. So over the last couple of years, you know, that group got completely revamped and they're making tons of investments. They have tons of new people. So the angel community has gotten, you know, so much larger that these small early stage companies that are maybe looking for $100,000 or $250,000, maybe a little easier for them to get money. And there's also, you know, other funds like the Tech Square and you know, Sig Mosley's, you know, Mosley Ventures, and, you know, just a lot of funds like that that are smaller. But, you know, we hope we continue to bring awareness to those people so that the investors come in year round. But who else has done a great job? I mean, you know, the Metro Atlanta Chamber, and, you know, there's groups that go out and do road shows out in Silicon Valley, basically saying, right, you know, come out here. You know, Mayor Reed went out with, you know, a huge entourage of people pitching Atlanta, you know, to all these different people out in the valley. And I heard it was quite successful.
Now, you see a lot of startups succeed and crumble and fail. What are some common pitfalls other than just having the idea and not seeing that it works that startups make?
They got to, like I said, they got to have the tenacity and they got to have the thick skin, and they have to be okay with someone saying no to them over and over and over and over again. And what I find every single time is they've got to have the right people behind them. They've got to have the right team. And, you know, the person who founds the company needs to have the guts to say, you know what, I'm a great salesman, but I'm not great at running this company. I need to maybe hire a CEO, you know, so that they can really, you know, look at things. But then they also have to bring in the right partner. So they have to look at the funds that they're investing in and really get someone who's going to be a partner and who's going to help them, you know. And the early stage companies need to look at what's in Atlanta, like the education that ATDC and Hypopotamus and the Village and all these different places provide, and take advantage of it. I mean, I think 90% of it's free, you know. I mean, ATDC has a low membership fee, and obviously at ATV, you know, you have a fee for, you know, the real estate, but, you know, the community that all those organizations are creating is fantastic.
And on the flip side of that, what can a business or a startup do to really stand out? When someone wows you at their elevator pitch or when they give their speech at the conference, what's the usual common denominator?
I mean, I think really the biggest thing is that they have the passion, you know, is that they're just like, you know, they're, you look at them and it could be the craziest idea and they sell you on it. And you're like,
right,
oh my God, you're right. That is a great idea.
Here, take my money.
I never thought that was good. But, you know, you could be a great presenter and you could have a great pitch deck, but your product could suck. I mean, you know, and if your product's not going to make anyone any money, then, you know, it doesn't matter. But we've had people pitch that have just been phenomenal. I mean, just been so good and, you know, have just made light of things or have just been funny. And, you know, we had a girl several years ago. We always have, unfortunately, and I'm saying this loud right now, you know, we want females to apply as well. You know, out of the 30 companies, we usually have 10% women, you know, and I would love to see that be higher. We had a lady a couple years ago that got on stage and said, I'm Hannah from Savannah. And everyone just started, you know, looking, you know, and, you know, she had confidence to her and her company ended up being purchased. I mean, her company got acquired. It was a good thing, you know, for her. So, you know, you have to have the confidence that this is the right thing. And like I said, you also have to know that you have the right people behind you and that, you know, if you're not the right person to actually be running it, you know, if you're really a coder and you're a technologist and you're not a CEO, then hire a CEO, you know, bring in the right
person. Find somebody
to
do the right job, right?
Yeah.
So where do you see Venture Atlanta and the startup community 5-10 years from now? How do you see this growth? Is it exponential? Is it gradual?
I think it's gradual. I mean, I think, you know, I've seen so much over the last couple of years and we continue to see great companies starting on a daily basis. I mean, interestingly, I was talking to some of my veteran selection committee members and I'm always like, so what do y'all think? Are we going to have a good crop this year? And they're like, I think we are. You know, they said they've just seen some good new companies. And I think because there's all these new resources. Like I've mentioned before, I think there's companies that are kind of coming out of the woodwork going, all right, I'm ready. You know, what's exciting for me is seeing we let college students come to the conference for there's a 2 week window, $49, which is a really cheap ticket. And then we also sell some for $99, but we only hold about 35 tickets for students and they gobble them up. But, you know, we have college students that were in the master's program at Georgia Tech, went a couple years ago, and now they're presenting, you know, or now they're applying. And I love that.
Right.
You know, they're like, I was here 4 years ago. So, you know, and what's exciting is like, you know, so the TAG business launch, the person that wins that actually gets the first spot at Venture Atlanta. So we'll know one of our contestants as of May 5th. So that's exciting.
That is exciting.
And then, you know, but as I was walking around this meet and greet at this TAG and Venture Atlanta event, I went, you know, people were like, I want that spot. I want to come to Venture Atlanta. I want to be there. So I think, you know, Venture Atlanta has really created this very, very strong brand, and people know that it's a great place for them to be. Investors respect it. Investors know that we're going to put the right people on the stage. They know the companies have been coached. They know the companies have been well vetted and looked at, that it's not like, oh, we think this is a fun company, stick it up there, so we're not wasting their time. So I think the strength and brand of Venture Atlanta will continue to grow nationwide. And then, you know, we're working on, you know, several strategic initiatives. One is you know, really jumping in headfirst with our alumni companies. So we have hundreds of companies that have presented at Venture Atlanta, and we want to do more with helping them, you know, continue to constantly, you know, engage our mission of connecting them with capital.
Well, like I said, I can tell you love it. it's very palpable in the room, and I hope you guys can hear that at home. But it's hard not to get excited about startups and doing, because that passion is contagious.
Yeah, it
and
really
I think,
is. It's fun.
I'm jealous that you. Oh, I'm not too jealous because I get to have it a lot too. But you get to have it every day in your job, and that's super cool. And it must make the work week fly by.
Does, I guess.
I mean, work is still work, but
I keep pretty busy. But, you know, I do love, you know, I love meeting with the startups. I love, you know, working with our sponsors. And as long as I'm sitting here, I'm going to do a little, you know, definitely want to let everyone know that we're accepting sponsors right now for Venture Atlanta 2014. So go online and check it out, our package, or, you know,
what's the website?
It's ventureatlanta.org. And you just click on sponsors. So,
and conference is October
21st and 22nd at the Georgia Aquarium.
And when's the deadline to sign up for that, or when should they?
Oh, well, we haven't even opened registration or anything. So we will actually be opening our quote call for companies when we accept applications of the companies on May 6th, and that'll run till August 15th. And we will be opening our registration for the conference on May 19th.
And the best way to contact you guys?
Best way to contact me is my email. It's aeman@ventureatlanta.org.
All right. Well, it was great having you on the show, Allison.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. That's all the time we have today on Startopia Radio. Thanks for listening.